This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
The Nobel Prize for Literature will not be awarded this year. That announcement was made in the last few minutes. The Swedish Academy, which makes the award, says it will announce the prize next year in parallel with the winner of the 2019 prize. The awards committee has been in turmoil after six members resigned because of the way allegations of sexual assault have been handled. We're joined from Sweden by one of the country's best-known authors and feminists, Ebba Witt-Brandstrom. Here in the UK, Laurie Penny, journalist, author and feminist activist. Good morning to you both.
Hello.
Ebba Witt-Brandstrom.
Hello.
Do you think this was the right decision, and why do you think it had to be taken?
Oh, yeah, I'm very relieved, actually. I think that the other way around, keeping the prize would have been like the last nail in the coffin for the Swedish Academy and perhaps also the Nobel Prize.
For people who haven't followed what has happened on the awards committee, just tell us the story of what has gone wrong and why you think this extraordinary decision had to be taken.
Well, it's been like a shabby reality show going on from November when the news came out that a member of the Academy, her husband, the poet Katarina Frostenson, her husband, a French photographer, had been assaulting at least 18 women, probably more, during the last, you know, like 30 years.
And Laura Penny. Laura Penny, I was going to say, do you think it was right, therefore, to take this drastic step of postponing the award?
Well, I'm sure Ebba can speak better to what is appropriate and considered appropriate in Sweden. But look, really there is no right decision to take here. The right decision would have been to take this guy to task 30 years ago. And we're seeing this all over the world, in every institution, all political parties. Nobody is above this. And the test for institutions, for parties, for communities, is not whether or not these guys exist. It's how well these institutions cope with them. And clearly, there has been a shambles, a failure to cope with modern times. And I think I would lean on the side, you know, not being Swedish, obviously. I take a little bit. It makes me a bit uncomfortable to think of this being cancelled forever. I'm glad it's just been postponed and that there will be a prize winner. Because our institutions, they have to be robust enough not to collapse under the weight of modern ethics. They have to show that they can deal with this new age, because otherwise these kinds of men are just going to hold our cultural institutions hostage by saying, well, it's just better to cover it up like we've been doing all along. Covering it up is easier, because if it comes out, there'll be all of this drama.
Ebba Witt-Brandstrom, what do you say to that? Because there may be people who think this is too drastic a response, and that the Nobel Prize for Literature, so valued by authors, so valued by others as well, should go ahead.
No, I think it was very, very well spoken. Thanks. I believe, I'm not sure, of course, that there will be more credibility for the Swedish Academy next year, because they really, really have this great task ahead. How are they to reconsider and to analyze what has gone wrong and to regroup themselves?
Would you get rid of the whole committee?
That at the moment. Yeah, I mean the old committee and the academy. The 18 members of the academy are at the moment only 10, and not the best ones, I would say. The best ones have left, so that's a really big problem.
It is so unprofessional, and you're seeing this throughout, you know, across the world, institutions of all political denominations just unable to cope, just so unprofessional, because their only response previously has been to say, well, it's more trouble than it's worth to take these men to task, we'll just cover it up. And clearly that doesn't work anymore, and people are going to have to grow up, get their house in gear and find new ways of dealing with it.
But your instinct, Laurie Penny, was that institutions should be able to continue whilst being transparent about what's gone wrong in the past.
Actually, I would hope that they could. Clearly the Swedish Academy can't, and that's a real shame. It's an indictment on the Academy. But it shouldn't be forced to just... What we shouldn't do in any circumstances is pretend everything's all right and carry on as normal. It's really sad that the Swedish Academy hasn't been able to get its house in gear. It wouldn't be the first institution. It won't be the last. There will be these guys in, you know, media organisations, political parties, all kinds of institutions, universities. The test will be how they can cope, and they should be making plans to cope with this stuff in the future before the crisis comes. So this guy, he's clearly been doing this stuff, allegedly, we have to say, for 30 years. This is not new. So every institution should be looking to their own people and saying, how can we do differently in the future? How can we serve women better?
Laurie Penny, Everwit Bratstorm on the slightly noisy streets of Stockholm. Thank you for joining us.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.